Well, I think a number of things. Number one was my frustration with myself that over a long period of sitting on the sidelines, passively watching child abuse occurring all over the place, clerical sexual child abuse, that I didn't do anything myself. And what suddenly stimulated me to do it on the day before Christmas Eve, I woke up in the night realizing that I had come back from South Africa into this news about Klein and saying to myself, this is the last straw. I'm not prepared to sit on the sideline any longer. I must walk the walk. And I said, the purpose of my walking the walk is a walk of atonement, that I myself needs to atone for the many times I did nothing by omission. I don't know what I could have done, but by doing nothing, and it was the least I could have done. So I actually then sat down and thought about I needed to express it publicly. And I decided during the night that I would go down to the cathedral in Cove, where this, I felt, represented the lowest ebb in the whole sad saga of child abuse within the church. And I would start from there and walk to the cathedral in Dublin, both representing the centres of bishop's power and bishop's leadership. And so I decided also I would fast as part of that. And so I arrived in Cove, I did a fast, and I attended the midnight mass. And I must say, the concept that kept running through my mind was the concept of the beauty and the beast. The beauty of that environment and co-op, the beauty of the cathedral, and the beast of self, of child abuse stalking the countryside. And so, at the midnight mass, I went through a beautiful liturgy, it was, and the bishop presided. And I felt sorry that he didn't actually say something from the heart to people about what had been happening. He did read out the formal statement, which he correctly identified 4 points, that there were problems, major problems. He took responsibility for them as the bishop. He apologised to the people, and he said that he would do his best that it should not happen again. Now, I felt if he'd said that from the heart of people, it might have created a very different atmosphere altogether. And so then on Christmas Day, I stood outside the church handing out the prayer from John O'Donohue's Christmas blessing, and with the placard inviting people to join me on this walk. I actually met the bishop and explained what I was doing, and he was happy, in fact, to give a blessing on that. I did ask if he would walk a bit with me, but I didn't get any great response to that particular point. So I left the bishop then.
Did you talk to him then at that stage about maybe he would be better to resign and maybe he would be better to step down?
No, what I said to him is just, I said, I have to do what I have to do in walking this walk of atonement. I said, you are the bishop, you have responsibility, you know what you have to do. I left it like that to him. I didn't feel it was my place to say, you should go.
Mm.
I believed he should go, I still believe he should go, but that then wasn't my place. So we had a cordial interaction. It was very short and informal because there were a lot of people waiting on Christmas Day to meet and greet. And so then on the 29th of December, Monday, I set out on this long walk to Pro Cathedral. Now, I hadn't thought through exactly how many miles it was, how I would manage this. I knew I was fairly fit, and on the previous Saturday, I had gone into Cork and geared myself up with the proper sports gear and the proper footwear and clothes for the journey. And luckily, I have a niece that I could depend totally on, and she came along and she collected the car which I had brought down. And so we began to move from Cove to Youghal, 30 miles, a long, hard journey. And I did invite people to join me physically on the walk. Not during on the open road, but particularly at the morning when I was setting out, And I was delighted that one man came with me out of Cove. He was a former All-Ireland Cork hurler, which was nice. And he said, "I don't walk, gardening is my thing." So I said, "I'll walk this bit with you," which was nice. And so that first day was very, very difficult from Yall to Cove. And I knew if I didn't have anywhere to stay, I didn't know what I was going to do. But luckily my niece found the first night a place for me, which had a bat which I could sink into, see how my muscles would react. And next morning I was fine. I knew then that I could physically do the journey. Big factor then was, would the weather hold up? And would I have enough daylight hours? And because I was talking about 6.5, 7 hours every day on the road. As it turned out, I had magnificent weather all the way. Wonderful. And so I had never any problems about getting a bed again. People rang up offering beds and offering all kinds of goodies and things.
Yeah.
And in fact, on the road then, I was joined the next morning by quite a number of people, particularly the victims. And it was a humbling experience for me to hear their stories. Stories of sadness, but stories of frustration that they are still finding it very, very difficult to obtain access to their rights, to be heard properly as they see it.
Yeah.
And indeed, it's one of the appeals I would make to the hierarchy, because I noticed Archbishop Brady has said he would always put the children first and the victims first. And really, that is what is needed, the victims, a new approach to the victims. Not with legal eagles, but coming as good shepherds, being vulnerable to hearing them on a one-to-one or whatever basis.
Well, what would you think then, I mean, of Cardinal Brady's announcement that he made that he was going to stand by Bishop McGee, that he thought that he would support Bishop McGee?
Well, I suppose I'm surprised that he made it at this moment. I'm surprised that he didn't come out 2 weeks ago and make that statement. He obviously has some reasons for saying that now, which he didn't do before. And I'm not privy to those. Whether there's some agreement with the authorities in Rome, I have no idea. But I would, from my own point of view, I still am of the opinion that Bishop McGee should resign, simply because he was a major part of the problem that has arisen there by neglect and in see by not cooperating with the authorities. And he himself admits that. I'm not saying it, but he knows it. And if one is part of a problem, it's very hard to see how one can be part of a solution. Now, I think Archbishop Brady's point is Bishop McGee has now agreed to cooperate fully with the Yvonne Murphy inquiry team, commission, and that he will do his best. And I've no doubt that will happen. But it's too little too late as far as I'm concerned. And I think for the sake of his clergy and the people, he would do well to still reconsider his position there, no matter what Cardinal Brady has said.
Yeah. I mean, you got a very positive reception all the way through the walk, both from the public and then again when you arrived in Dublin.
Yes, I had a wonderful reception all the way. I don't think anybody, I can't recall anybody challenging or questioning what I was doing or being negative. In fact, all kinds of people met me on the road, from the victims to older people in particular, wanting to share with me and be part of that solidarity with the victims and their families. And just one small story aside, one lady was so anxious to join me. She was nearly 80 years old, but she had a dog who was relatively 90 years old, I would say. So I had to walk with her at the pace of the dog, not her pace. And I had to try to encourage her eventually. I think she'd done enough walking, but she insisted on walking another 100 metres. So the dog's pace. But I was out there really to share with people. So sharing and hearing the stories of the victims of abuse, sharing people's concerns about other issues, about the broader issues in our society, and particularly parents concerned about the future of their children, about the violence in society, about bullying, and about their children who, some of them had disabled children, and they were wondering, would they get now in the cutbacks, get the support to be able to cope? So there's a lot of anxiety, and which I was good to be a listening ear in that effect. Yeah.
Mm.
And of course, when I arrived in Dublin, I did not know until 2 days beforehand that the Archbishop was going to receive me, I was prepared to leave my placard on the gates of the cathedral and just disappear silently into the night. But he was very gracious. He received me, and he really, supported the walk, which I was delighted for. But my message and my concern is, I walk for myself, but when I ask people to walk the walk of atonement, I'm saying, look at what Christ did. He emptied himself of his power and divinity to become like us, to walk the walk of the cross. We are called to the first step in any atonement, which we all need to atone for, our negligence particularly. Not our sins of what we committed, but our sins of omission. And the first step in that atonement must be to come out of what I call our denial. We really, first of all, don't know. I don't know the scale of this throughout the country. But I have some feeling now from having talked to the victims of the enormity of the damage. Their lives have been crippled. They might as well have been murdered, in fact, and would be better. They would have been dead once. Now they're living a life which is dead, a lot of them. And that for me is painful, so terribly painful to see. So literally, we need to understand their suffering. We need to realise that if we're going to have a change, we all have to act. It's not just the hierarchy, and it's not just the priests. The people too have to stand up and be counted in a whole new adult relationship, particularly at local parish level, where all this happens anyway. So we need to be a more adult believing community, not a parent-child relationship, which we have at the moment. Bishops telling the priest telling the people, and the people obeying. That day has to go. And it's still not gone. There's a lot of it there. And I'd be appealing to everybody listening to look at ourselves and say, what can I do about this? I think that is the main message that I wanted to really get across.